Da, da, da.
Yeah, ours too.
Da, da, da.
What are you singing about?
I'm happy. Hell, you've been sad, boy.
Well, then this is going to be a good episode. Well, you show up happy. I like it.
Yeah, you know you.
It's already been a good episode. But they weren't recording.
Well,
one day we should just record what we do before the podcast.
It'll be our last one.
That's right. Getting ready. Getting fired up.
But it's always so funny.
It is.
That'll be the coup de grace.
That'll be like once we're done, we'll just come out with another one. Hunter will probably come out with his own channel of like what y'all didn't see.
What y'all didn't see.
And look, Hunter, I'm just here to tell you, for as long as you cut me in on revenue share, I'm in. You can run it. I don't really care. So
hopefully they'll leave 5-star reviews on that one.
Yeah. But if you want to keep us going, leaving 5-star reviews on Apple, Android, Google,
Spotify,
Amazon, wherever you get your podcast, that'll help. And you know what? We may even read some of them.
Yeah.
So if you throw a 1-star out there, just be prepared. We may read that one too. We're not going to give you the credit of giving your name. But
by the way, to all you young females out there, boy, Hunter's looking for a woman. So, you looking for a man, send us a email.
He's not scared to make 8-hour drives to watch two movies.
So Barbie. Who knows what he'd do for a real lady? That was just for Barbie.
That was for Barbie.
I have a mic now.
He has a mic now. I didn't know he had a mic.
He's back, baby.
So I can defend myself when you guys
That's fantastic.
All right, Si, where you at? You had this long expose you wanted to do. With it.
Here's what we're going to do today.
Buckle up.
The subject got, when are you youngsters going to start living?
Are you talking to us?
Yeah. You're the only youngsters I know. Okay. You talking about kids a while ago. Y'all need to start living.
I am living.
No, you're not. What have you done that's noteworthy?
Oh, man.
Jeez. In your life, that's
putting
you
on a spot, man.
I've sat by Uncle Si for 250 some odd episodes.
Yep.
And I'll give you an example. This man, Richard Hedrick.
Is this the book you read?
Yes.
I've had a lot of people asking that.
Yep. It's about A Most Wonderful Life. Okay. This is his bucket list fulfilled as of October 5th, 2020.
Okay.
And I'll just read you a couple of them. Canoed the Mekong River from Cambodia through the jungles of Vietnam to the South China Sea.
No thanks.
I'm good.
What do you mean no thanks?
The Washington's very
At least,
close.
Hey, this guy has been doing stuff.
Hold on. Can I read one?
Yeah.
Number one, ambushed in Honduras. Hard pass.
Yeah, why is that a list? Like, that's not a goal.
It was just stuff he's had happen to him.
So far,
life.
What I've heard are things I need to avoid.
Ready for number three?
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to go through the jungles on the Mekong River, the Delta?
No.
Why not?
You've told me all about it. People shooting at you and hiding underground.
But it's a gorgeous country.
Number three has literally been shot at, beat up, and cut with a knife.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, that's not a bucket list. That's things that happened to that man.
This is just Saturday night in Balkanville. I mean,
34 South.
I told y'all about the Blue Danube River in Budapest.
The Blue Danube.
Yeah, he cruised that.
Danube, isn't it?
Yeah, Danube. Yeah.
Danube, whatever. Hey, I ain't
Danube
from the old country.
Here's one.
Crash three airplanes.
My bucket list is to never crash an airplane.
Yeah.
And I'm doing a great job.
Well, when he wrote this down, that means he survived three crashed airplanes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what that tells me?
Yeah.
Don't fly with him. I know a guy that's done it too. Sat down like four of them. Wayne Peters, former boss of mine. I'm not getting in the plane with Wayne. I don't care if he does know how to land it.
Here's better ones.
Rode an elephant in the jungles of Thailand.
I could. That would be.
Yeah, but can't we do it like it's a circus? Why we got to go to Thailand and do it in the jungle? Yeah.
Well, no. Right. Hey, look, this guy has lived.
You ever heard the song One Night in Bangkok?
I want to go there.
He's been over 91 countries and 6 continents.
Wow.
Well, good for him.
Which continent did he not go to?
Well, I don't know that. I just know he went to 91 countries.
I'm going to guess Antarctica.
Yep. And look, he's traveled the globe utilizing planes, trains, ships, boats, cars, canoes, trucks, buses, taxis, and motorcycles.
Well, I've done all that.
Multiple times, traveling to over 91 countries and 6 continents.
Huh.
So what have you done on this list?
I don't got a list like this.
You need to get busy living,
you, boy,
man.
You need to do it.
But you survived ambushes in Vietnam. Get that list.
I'll say this. If we sat down and made your list, it would be pretty.
No, it wouldn't be that impressive.
It wouldn't be that impressive, but it would be
the golf course impressive. Because he's like Job. He was a millionaire, okay? He lost it, okay, in what, 1991? And then watched God give it back to him, okay, more in 97.
How'd he lose it?
All he had was I lost it.
Sound like he run into one of the wrong people in Cambodia.
Well, is that 91.
Is that that old boy from Mississippi?
Huh? Yeah.
That's him, isn't it?
Hellfighters.
Hellfighters.
He's the one that started the Hellfighters ministry.
Oh, yeah. That's a really good ministry.
He's a good guy. He was a good guy. Yeah. He still is.
Drank fresh camel's milk in Oman.
It impressed me what he's actually, you know.
No, this is crazy.
This guy has done a lot of stuff. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
He fell in quicksand, which I used to believe was going to be a way bigger issue
is. I've done that near on Red River.
In Peru, where I've been to.
Well, I've done that here in the United States.
In quicksand?
In Red River, yeah.
How'd you get out?
Huh? I crawled out.
Well, that's pretty slow quicksand, though.
Wow.
He's been to Antarctica.
Size slept in 6 continents.
I slept everywhere.
On airplanes and trains and automobiles.
Everywhere I go, I've slept.
Which brings me to another point that I think you'll find this interesting. I got this in an email that has a correlation between naps and brain size.
Mm.
Did you know that if you take a nap every day from the age between 40 and 69.
Done.
You have.
Doing.
Yeah. Currently. You statistically show to have a larger brain volume than people in that same age range that don't nap.
Well, no. You've got a question now that brought up. Since we are said by our great minds that the normal human being only uses 10% of his brain.
Mm-hmm.
Look what we've done, and we've only used 10% of our brain.
Yeah.
Mm.
What would happen if we actually used like 90%?
But look at it this way. You should have the largest brain volume for somebody your age because of how much you nap.
Yeah, but hey.
It's not that you have to nap, or it's not that you want to nap. Have to nap.
Well, I enjoy it.
Which may be the reason you and Phil, for y'all's age, are still in such good shape because you nap every day.
Yeah. Well, no, because they always tell me, you know, so there's a lot of people when they get older, they get dementia.
Mm-hmm.
They say I was born with it.
Well.
Okay, that's why I live the way I live.
I'll say this. Okay. Apparently, like with having a larger brain volume, you go down in the risk of getting things such as Alzheimer's and dementia, according to that study that was sent in. So here's what I'll tell you. Keep napping. I may institute it as a practice here at the office.
Hey, I bet. I ought to be in the world, book of Genesis or whatever?
Yeah, Genesis. That'll work.
Very different.
Well, hey, what is that? What is it?
Guinness.
Genesis is a different book.
Well, hey, anyway. I should be in that book because, I know for a fact I'm the only man that's been like 24 and a half years in military, and I got a nap every day I was in the
army. Still don't know how you pulled that off. Right. That's the most impressive feat you've ever accomplished.
Because I'm telling you, I had a guy that he was a mechanic in Vietnam. And I'm looking, and he's working on my forklift, rough terrain forklift, and it's big. You know? So he's standing up on top of it, and he's doing this, and it's getting slower and slower and slower, and he stops finally. And I watched him for about 45 minutes. He literally went to sleep while he was tightening a nut on a screw on my forklift. And then he fell off. He fell off the forklift. His butt hit the tire and shot him forward. And all he did was landed on his feet and shook his head. He went on to the mess hall to get something to eat. What? So,
Si was doing Ninja Warrior things before I was ever a show, man.
He hit the tire.
Yeah.
Shot him forward.
No, no, it shot him forward.
Landed on his feet.
He landed on his feet, shook his head, and scratched his head. He said, oh, I know what I'm doing. I'm going to go get me a
pulled the Taylor Swift, shook it off, and kept walking.
Yeah. So I'm going to go to the mess hall and get some of them sweet rolls that the cook cooks.
Yeah, boy.
And meanwhile,
cinnamon rolls.
Si was the one watching the whole time.
Bucket list fulfilled right there.
That's right.
There you go.
Is that one on yours?
No.
No?
No.
Well, let's take our first break.
I was just impressed with the guy, what he had done in his lifetime.
Okay. Yeah.
He's done some stuff.
Yeah.
That doesn't, but he so far.
He built a cabin in Wyoming.
Okay, there you go.
There's some normal ones.
Yeah. Oh, no, he's had some good stuff he done. And I like this. Stayed in trouble with U.S. Customs for over 31 years.
I like 51. Married the most wonderful lady in the world.
He was always slipping into the countries, okay, especially.
How good are your eyes?
Smuggling Bibles in there. Okay. Yeah, that's a good thing. He was smuggling Bibles in the countries that didn't want you talking about Jesus.
Well, there you go.
That's a good thing.
That's good.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Which is kind of what we're doing via this podcast. Well, Anybody can listen around the world. So.
Well, hey, there you go.
Hey, let's take a break. We'll be back right after this.
I got big news, Martin.
I ain't reading this.
Martin, I have big news.
I know what the news is, and I'm still bitter.
We're not on this.
I know we're not on. Look,
we were not nominated for a Clove Award as expected.
And
Sadie was.
They got one beard on the whole thing.
And I don't. Well, that's good. I sent this to my wife and said we weren't nominated, and she said, oh, I listened to three of those.
For real?
And I said, do you listen to ours? And she said, no.
No. Well, good thing.
But she listens to Sadie.
We are team players at the end of the day, no matter how bad our feelings are hurt. And so we think that you should go vote at klovefanawards.com for Sadie, and whoa, that's good. Then you scroll on to the movie category.
Then you go and vote.
Film Impact, The Blind is nominated, Martin.
Okay. So I guess technically Si could win because there was a lot of the movie about Si and The Blind. So, yeah, be sure to vote for The Blind while you're there as well on klovefanawards.com.
That's it.
You're not on the cover or the back of the thing, Si, but...
I ain't worried about it.
You were still my favorite part of the movie.
I ain't worried about it.
Okay. If you love Si Robertson, go vote.
That's it.
Voting ends May 24th at 6 p.m. Central. All you have to do is go to klovefanawards.com to vote for The Blind. And whoa, that's good. That's klovefanawards.com. All right, we're back.
We're back.
I'm telling y'all, the breaks are solid gold, folks.
Yeah.
You know, it is what it is. But look, we're going to continue with our new method of mixing some things up. No, not bucket list. We're going to inbox. The hello at duckcallroom.com inbox.
Let's see what we, the people, have been up to.
Send me the weirdest thing you've ever done, by the way. Your bucket list fulfilled.
And this one is actually perfect to do the voice notes.
Yeah.
Because it should be short and succinct. So, send us a voice note. We'll play your voice on the podcast.
I once had an exhibit in the Louvre.
You did?
Mm-hmm. I puked everywhere because I was sick, but I had to see the Mona Lisa, and then they roped it off. So
you know what? The coolest thing I ever done?
What?
I was in a
TV
P row. No, I was in a P row.
Mm-hmm.
And a mallard drake, mallard hen jumped up, and I killed both of them. And, hey, it was just like a cartoon. When I shot the mallard drake and he folded, I was underwater. I come back up, shot the mallard hen, okay, underwater again.
Anybody ever referred to you as a Christmas turkey?
Hey, don't lie, serious, that's what happened.
You were underwater?
Hey, in 9-foot P-roll, and hey, look, this is one of the things you don't ever do.
Oh.
When you're paddling this way, don't shoot like this.
No.
You got to shoot the way you're paddling. Okay, because when you shoot against the grain, you're going underwater.
I legitimately don't understand how your eyes aren't brown.
So the P-Row flipped all the way over.
It all the way under.
And then you popped back up.
The mallard hen was going away, and I busted her.
It killed her, too.
Hey, back under.
And then you flipped again.
Flipped again.
And popped back up.
And then just...
Yeah.
Hey, I don't get... shot of oxygen, boy, when I got to come back up. This is in the wintertime.
All right, about that end, boss.
It was in the winter.
Yes, in the wintertime.
Greatest.
That thing's in November, son.
Storyteller of all time. All right.
He's fantastic.
I don't
know. Full of crap, but he's.
You're not going to beat that. Don't even try it.
No,
I ain't.
No,
there ain't no Tommy Topper on there.
I'm not. No.
Let's get heavy.
Okay.
Carrick from Kansas City, Missouri.
He ain't heavy. He's my brother.
Probably. It's not heavy, but he won the recent Jason Aldean controversy.
I hadn't heard this. I hadn't heard this.
Hey, try that in a small town.
So you don't know what happened? He has a song. People are labeling it as.
Oh, he's got a bunch of songs. He's Jason Aldean for crying out loud.
Yeah. Okay. I did.
She's Country's one of them, went to number one. Okay.
Low key.
I know the lady that wrote it.
This morning, I saw the funniest meme I've seen yet to deal with it. And basically said, I don't find Jason Aldean's video to be offensive, but I do find labeling him as country to be offensive.
I love it.
We can make these jokes.
I love it, boys. Hey,
he's a friend.
He's a friend.
Hey.
He's a friend.
Anyway.
So, wait a minute. What's the controversy with
the
Jason?
The song is basically you want to hit somebody, you want to steal an old lady's car at a red light, pull a gun on somebody that owns a liquor store.
Hey, this ain't country.
Try that. Cuss a cop, spit in his face, stomp on a flag. If you want to do all that, try it in a small town. That's the song.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, all the stuff that's going on in the big cities, come try it in a small town, see what happened to
it. And apparently, that's been labeled as bad.
So they don't like it?
I don't know who they are.
We all know who they are. Here's who I'll tell you. They ain't listening to us anyway.
They ain't listening to this.
No.
So I can assure you who they are.
Hey, I hadn't even heard the song, but hey, I'll repeat. Yeah, hey, come on here and try that in the country.
There you go.
So that's what the song's about.
Yeah.
So now you know.
Yeah.
There you go. But people are upset, labeling it as stuff. Look, it's not.
Yeah.
You need to suck it up, boys.
Mm-hmm. Try that on Philpot Road.
That's right. Try that around here.
See what
it gets you.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't get very far. Even if you're just stealing stuff, you'll end up with your face on social media and you'll be
identified.
Hey, we believe in the Constitution or in the country.
And consequences.
Okay, we the people.
Yeah. Okay, well, here's where.
So you'll run into problems when you go up against we the people.
So we're all.
Okay, because they're backed by Smith & Wesson, Browning,
Benelli.
Okay.
All the good folks.
And these are just good old boys trying to work, and do what's right.
Correct. So we're all in agreement here.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised. You're not surprised on what side of the song we fall on.
Good for you, Jason Aldean. Sing another one, son.
Yep.
Give me another verse of it.
I low-key want to call him.
So Carrick emails in and says, at some point.
You heard it here on the podcast first.
He says, we have two main requirements, love the Lord first and our neighbors as ourselves second.
Right. Ain't but two commands.
But at some point, there's this line of our beliefs and we have to love them, but they're opposite of our beliefs.
Oh, no, this order's from headquarters.
This is orders from headquarters.
Yeah. Yeah. I have to love you.
Yeah.
Okay, so, that's orders from headquarters. That's why, hey, if you're living a life that's contrary to the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, I'm going to tell you about it.
And that's where it... So
that's orders from headquarters.
So here's the direct question. So when does trusting in the Lord and loving our neighbor and do what is asked of us biblically become not standing up for our beliefs, pushing back enough against the evil taking over our country, or toeing the line of truth and not backing down? That's where he... Because he's like, I got to love these people, but also I totally believe the opposite of them.
That's fine. They've been doing it since the beginning of time.
Yeah. Mm. Nothing has changed.
It just generally breaks out in some kind of fight somewhere, and then sides come to an agreement of this, that, the other. But, I mean, you do. There's no two people that believe everything alike. So,
no.
And we all still love each other. Like, I mean, it's fine. But the problem is on those deals, like, some people – I'm trying to think of the right way to say this where we don't get flagged for something.
I told you I was getting kind of.
No. Hey, as long as you tell the truth.
Yeah, but I'm trying to just say it.
No, no, like, in a nice manner.
Yeah, well, not even in a nice manner. I just don't want words to get flagged on things of, like, I'm not worried about us. I care less, like, on that regard. But some people are a little less tolerant, maybe, is the word I'm looking for on that deal, of they can't see it from another person's point of view, right, wrong, or indifferent. Like, I mean, some of that stuff, I'm like, yeah, whatever, it's fine. And then some of it, I'm like, well, you're dead wrong, but hey, my job is to show you why you're dead wrong, not to berate you because you're wrong. Yeah. Like,
well, no, no, because, hey, you've never won anybody.
No.
To your side, okay, by proving them wrong.
No, 100%.
It's not about that, okay? It's not about proving you wrong. We can, there's some things that, hey, we're just going to have to disagree on.
Yeah.
You've got your ideal of what you like about it and stand for. I've got mine.
Well, and I think people, this new, it's like Jesus loved everybody no matter what, but, and he did. And when the woman was at the well and she had been living a terrible life of sin, he said, who's going to throw the first rock?
That's right.
Yeah. Go for it. And he didn't, even though he had the opportunity to, but his next words to her weren't, okay, I love you.
Leave your sinful lifestyle.
And said, go and sin no more. That's right. So you do have to point out sin.
Yeah, 100%. But the point is, he went to her
in a loving manner.
But didn't sit on the sideline judging her for what he went to. Like, he was always.
That's why my favorite verse is John 3:16-17. 16, everybody knows about it. It's talking about, okay, the Savior of the world. Well, hey, 17 is, okay, if the one that saves everybody in this world did not come to judge you, then don't you put on the robes of judgment.
Yeah, 100%.
Because you're not qualified. He is qualified, okay? And he didn't do it.
I think it's the whole thing, too, of, like, where would Jesus have been with those things going on? Would he have been in the church condemning the people, or would he have been out?
No, because that's the reason they all screamed about him when he was walking this earth.
Which is the point.
What are you doing with all them sinful people?
There you go.
That's the reason he came, folks.
He was boots on the ground in amongst it.
Yeah.
Not sitting on the sidelines. You don't
need,
judging.
Hey, and, if you're healthy, you don't need a doctor. Okay? You only need a physician when you've got ailments.
Yeah. There you go.
Well, that's the thing about it. Let's use apply a little common sense that God Almighty put in you when it comes to dealing with people. We're all fall short of making the mark. Okay? That's why we need Jesus so much. You know? So, hey, it's okay to disagree.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
But still, try that in a small town.
Try that. Well, you got to stand up for what you believe.
Well, no, there's a time, okay, that you can't let it go by.
I think the other thing people get it confused with when you hear the word stand up for what you believe, they associate that with violence. That doesn't mean that you have to be violent.
No. Nope.
You can just say, that stuff will not be tolerated here. Go somewhere else.
I can tell that's you standing in a up loving what you manner. In.
Like,
okay, that's the reason I tell you.
The Al Dean deal, it's pretty simple, straightforward. They're condemning him for condemning criminals. It's that simple. If you condemn a criminal, you're a racist or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, they will try to get you for it. Criminal behavior has become mainstream these days.
And dealing with that currently right now in the theft and all that, the sad part is we live in a country where they have more rights than we as the person who were stolen from.
That's right.
Well, that's what always gets
you. You know, that's
okay,
wild.
We kicked God out of the schools because of one person said, hey, I don't want to see you pray.
Mm.
I always go back to, wait a minute, what about our Constitution? It starts out, we the people.
Yeah.
Not one person. This is a community, okay? And we allowed it. We allowed one person to say, oh, I don't like that. So we kicked him out. Well, guess who moved in when God left? The evil one.
100%.
And he's been moved in ever since.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hey, there's enough, you know, like I said, sometimes you just got to stand up and draw a line in the sand and say, hey, no, I'm not going to budge on this. Hmm. Then the main reason is, okay, That's orders from headquarters.
You know, the percentage of people homeschooling their kids and doing online school has skyrocketed. Oh, yeah. And that is
Because you can't trust our system, okay? Because hey, here's the deal. Teach it all.
Yeah.
Teach it all. Evolution, Bible, all of it. And I'll make up my mind what I'm going to believe in. Okay? That's what this Constitution is about. We the people, you know. Okay, our founding fathers, and look, they put it in concrete. If you go to our capital, Washington, D.C., and everywhere you go, it's written in stone what the Almighty has said. Because they don't want you to forget it, for crying out loud. And hey, unfortunately, the American people have forgot it. Okay, and hey, like all of us, we're not rocket scientists. Sometimes we have to be reminded. Do it in a caring and loving way.
Amen. What else you got in that inbox, Johnny D?
Oh, it was a fun one.
Yeah, it was.
I was trying to get us on the Clove Awards.
Hey, I like it.
All right, I got one from Hunter from Pennsylvania.
Uh-oh.
Sounds familiar.
Hopefully he don't have
definitely
your problem, Hunter.
Is this not you?
Not me.
Oh, it ain't him, boys.
All right, it says girl trouble.
Uh-oh,
it's
here we go again.
100%
That's a universal problem.
It might be Hunter. I don't know. I'm wondering how you would cope with the Proverbs 31 woman of my dreams saying she will never see me as more than a friend. I've known her for a few years. We both go to the same church. Our church family as a whole is quite close. Cares for her greatly. He's torn up, though. Never had any luck at all with girls, and I thought it would be a perfect match if she were the one. I see her and talk to her all the time. I'm still young, 22 years old. I'm praying for guidance and patience, but if y'all have any advice or could give me a laugh or two, I'd appreciate it. Mm. Hunter, this isn't you.
That's not you, Hunter.
I swear to God.
He's got the same last name as you, is the thing.
I understand how that looks.
Hey,
but that's
I like
not
it
me.
For one reason. I like it because the boy says, hey, I've been praying about it.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, you're taking it to the right person. Okay? And number two, hey, if that's the one of your life, hey, hang on, dude. That's all I can say.
Hang on
and fight for what you want.
It's not a case where you prayed for it, you got your answer, and you ain't willing to accept the answer.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, hey.
Oh.
No. Wait a minute.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, I'm guilty of that, too. Like, pray for something, you get the answer, you're like, I don't like that answer.
Well.
Hey, hold on now. It's like. But you just got to be willing to accept the answer.
Yeah, but hey, the Lord may be putting my test in a little bit.
I'm not discounting that either, but I can also tell you she's not the only Proverbs 31 woman in the world.
Well, there you go.
So, there's more of them out there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of fish in the sea.
It's time to move on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. But.
You asked, she told you, and like you have to, if you really potentially want to win her, you have to respect that boundary she just put up with you and move on.
That's right.
And then maybe circle back to it.
Well, that being said, if you want a high grade woman, you got to make yourself a high grade man.
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
So we're getting into this high maintenance now.
High grade.
It's the same thing.
Do everything you can to make yourself desirable.
Yeah.
Get in there, exercise.
You can only do so much. And like Martin was saying, okay, you may not like the answer.
Oh.
Okay.
There's a lot. This is a young man in his prime.
Yeah, yeah.
He can transform himself.
Oh yeah.
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 Get in there and make yourself.
Well, I was just saying, if that's the one I want, well, I'm not gonna give up easy.
Yeah. Keep trying,
okay. But that you got to respect the boundary she put up.
Yeah, man.
The boundary has been made. You can't call her next week and say, you changed your mind.
Yeah.
Whatever he's been doing, it ain't working.
Yeah.
Yeah. So change.
It's time
to
try something else.
Yeah. That's all I was
getting. What'd you say? Quit beating that horse. He's dead.
That's right. Hey, go ahead and bury him. Get you another one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, you got to be like the Apaches. Okay, run that one to death, and then I get you another one.
Yeah. This is a metaphor, folks.
It's a metaphor.
Yeah. Very much a metaphor.
I'm just saying, hey, you learn a lot of from watching Westerns.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's okay. Right.
That's funny.
That's you got to move on.
Yeah, I think Martin gave him.
Well, he gave him good advice.
You get in the gym. Make yourself more desirable. Get to work.
Yeah.
Make yourself. You're young. Make yourself successful in life.
Start hustling.
Start hustling. There's not. If she's a Proverbs 31 woman, there ain't nothing more attractive than a man that looks like Jesus to her.
Yeah. Amen.
So start on that train. She'll notice.
And what Stone was saying, Jason Tsai used to pound into the definition of insanity is
if you keep doing the same thing expecting a different result.
Yeah, so do something different.
Yeah. Hey, you gotta change.
Be your friend.
Hey, become a player. Become a player is all I like to tell you.
Oh.
Well, hey. Hey, look. I'm just saying like it is, boys. Hey.
Find your new girl.
If that didn't work out, hey, it's time to go to say.
Me and Allison started dating other people, and that's pretty much when we realized, head on back.
There you go.
Back to
boy,
each other.
You got lucky
if
there.
Hey, that's what I told my wife. It took me about 14 hours to convince my wife that, hey, yeah, we're supposed to be together.
Longest 14 hours of her life, for sure.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, 14 hours. Wow.
I think that's when she just gave up, talking about, hey, this idiot ain't ever going to give up. So
well, there you
that's
go.
Terrible advice, well, Hunter, from Pennsylvania.
Well marry.
Don't do that.
Yeah, right. And for whatever reason, don't body slam this one either. It sounds like she's had enough.
Yeah.
So let's take a break. We'll be back.
Yeah,
right,
you're not going to go to jail over that one.
We can do our bucket list.
Well, what else you got?
What is on your bucket list?
Let's talk about a bucket list.
A bucket list. Now that we've answered most of the world's problems, bucket list.
Well, I wish that all the boys that are having girl troubles, it all works out.
I don't think that can be on your bucket list, but Hunter just said thanks.
Oh, boy.
Hunter, do you got time? How old are you?
Do what?
How old are you?
I'm 22.
22.
Oh. I turned 23. I'll
tell you, that's his email.
It's not my email.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Now 22. I see why you're very confused.
22.
You got
days to confuse, boy.
I was married at 22.
Oh, God. I was not. If I was, I'd have been divorced at 23.
How old were you when you got married?
I was not ready yet.
Neither was I.
That's a good question. Probably 24, so I think.
Yeah. 24.
Yeah, how old are you? Well, because y'all just did 50. Yeah. We just celebrated 50. Yeah. So, yeah, that's right.
Yep.
How old were you?
29.
29?
28.
And I wasn't ready for marriage when I got married.
Yeah, nobody is. They don't tell you that part.
Yeah,
even at 29, I was like, I'm ready. No. Wrong.
Incorrect.
Mm-hmm.
Wrong.
Yeah,
so I got a great idea. Let's take two totally selfish people and put them together and make them live together.
Yeah.
It's great. Great, wonderful grand.
That's on my bucket list.
Yeah. And then try to live together.
And then reproduce.
In harmony. Yeah.
But I will say this. When you have kids, you become way less selfish.
Oh, 100%. Well, even as we were just married, you become way less selfish. Like, you start putting needs of her, and she does the same. She puts needs of you in front of hers, and, like, you build the team.
Well,
like,
that didn't happen to me. She didn't do that.
Oh, well, sorry. Well,
she's a Robertson.
Yeah. Well, yeah, she got his blood in her.
So. You know the Robertson motto. Every man for himself. That includes the women.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
But bucket list, is there one thing like you haven't done that you want to do? Like, is there that one thing? I mean, because you're
realistic.
Yeah.
Giraffe riding.
Not really, because like when people say, hey, your birthday's coming up, what do you want me to get you? I said, hey.
Well, I'm not talking. I'm talking about like that train ride through West Virginia you talked about.
Well, no, because stuff like that, I wish I would take the time to do.
See, that's what we ought to do for you. We ought to get him a ticket on a train.
Well, no, because like I just went to Creed, Colorado.
Okay.
That was an adventure.
Did it take you higher?
Oh, yeah. And if you got breathing problems, you don't want to go higher. Okay, because I stayed on the oxygen bottle the whole time I was up there. No, I'm serious. But it's you know, how people can go on this earth and see all the different geographic locations and all the beauty of God's creation, and they can't see that there has to be a creator after seeing something like that. I don't get it.
Yeah.
I really don't. I don't get it. Because these are mountains up there, and, you know, some of them amaze me because some of them are solid rock. There's nothing growing on it. Then there's some of them that are mountains, okay, and it's growth. Everything's on it. Elk running everywhere. You know, the ram, sheep, all everywhere you look, you know. So I just, you know, I wish I had the time, because that's when I get to heaven, that's what I'm going to first ask Jesus. Lord, I want to take about a year.
Well, you got a while.
And go and see the rest of what you've created.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because we only get just a little snippet of what, you know, with our travels. Yeah. Yes.
I got bad news.
What?
I think once you get to heaven, you ain't going to want to come back and look at this place. Right? Like, it's going to be
one. No, I think he's thinking Jesus got like a blueprint up there. Like, let's go take a look. Let's go look at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, last place I want to come back is here.
Yeah. No, I ain't worried about it. Hey, this is going
to
burn up.
Come back to this hellhole? Yeah. Okay. Are you kidding?
He's already got the new one in place.
He's working on it.
I mean, the new one's already there.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think the line to come back in heaven is very
long. Hey, I'm going to be going forward.
Yeah.
What's the movie? Into the Future?
I think it's Back to the Future.
Well, hey, Back to the Future? No. That's stupid. Back to the Future.
All right, Stone, you got a bucket list, I'm sure. What's one?
Well, I've always wanted to go to Alaska. And go on a moose hunt.
Oh.
Moose are cool. Remember my Uncle Mac's moose that he had in his living room?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That thing was awesome.
That's a big
one. Now y'all have brought up the one I want to do.
Oh, here we go. I figured you'd still want a horse.
Hey, when Stone goes to shoot a moose, I'm going to go up there and pay him for gold.
I'm going with you. I'm sorry, but I need to film it for the next question.
I flew over to Alaska when we went up there with Billy Graham's son, Franklin.
Yeah.
When I was up there on his island in Alaska. Okay. And every time I would fly over and I'd see a little stream coming down the side of the mountain, I wish I was right there panning for gold right now.
You got the gold fever.
I got the gold fever, boys.
I actually marked one off my list this past week, which is kind of cool.
What'd you do?
I found an arrowhead. I've always wanted to just be walking and find an arrowhead, and I did.
No. I've got a cousin, Mac Hobbs. He donated it like 10,000.
Good grief.
To LSU.
Is he the one that found the...
He found the stupid canoe that I looked for the whole time I lived on Red River. Stuck out of the side of a stupid cliff.
Yeah.
30-man warrior canoe. Made out of a giant cypress tree.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
All that stuff is really cool.
His arrowhead collection, he's like a magnet for it. He shot one deer, big 12-point. Goes down there and look at his deer, and he looks over there laying on the ground, and here's about 8-9 inch broken spearhead.
Yeah.
Well, 2 years later, he's back in the same area deer hunting again, kills another big buck, goes down there and looks over there on the ground, and here is the other half of that spear. He goes home. He said, "This can't be it." Goes home, pulls it out of the drawer, just put it together. Okay, and now it's like a spearhead. It's like 18 inches long.
So he killed a big 12-point.
Found the half first half.
And then he killed another big buck.
In the same area, just a different stand.
And it was laying
found the other half of that stupid spear.
Yeah, mine wasn't that cool. Mine was the arrowhead.
But his arrowheads, whoever the Indian was that made them, he was a master craftsman.
Yeah. That's what I thought about this one.
Because this was out of flint.
I don't know what this thing made of.
I mean, son, you do that, it'd be like a razor blade. It'd slice your finger open.
Mm.
And he had all sizes. He had like ones for deer, for elk, for birds, little old bitty things, y'all.
Yeah, but them's going to be hard to find.
All right, no. And look, he had like 10,000 of these stupid things.
That's cool.
He had found tomahawk heads, you know, that was made out of the flint. You know, where in this guy, like I said, the Indian that put these, that made these, was a master craftsman.
Knew what he was doing.
Mm. Oh, no.
Well, his life depended
on it. It was beautiful. You know? Yeah. I was like my uncle, one of them, he used to make all kinds of fly baits. You know, out of stuff he killed. Squirrels, ducks.
Squirrel tail.
Yeah. He had a whole tackle box full of stone, homemade stuff. And just, yeah, you know, I wish I had it today.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Because it was, you know, he handmade every bit of this stuff.
Did you see my airhead, John D?
Where?
I sent it to you.
Oh, my bad.
No, what? I was just showing it to you.
Let's have a look at it.
Oh, you did.
That's a good one.
It's neat.
Where'd you find it?
That is
a good boy.
I didn't say.
Oh.
No, it was over by where we was duck hunting. I was doing a deal, and I looked down, and I asked him, I said, all right, which one of y'all messing with me? And they said, what are you talking about? I said, ain't nobody here messing with me. Yeah. I was like, they said, no, what? Why? What? And so I kicked the dirt and rubbed my foot back, and that's what I come up with. I said, I've always wanted to find one of these, and I found that one. So I don't know what it's made out of, but it was, I don't know, it was one of them deals. I was walking and I felt something weird up under my foot. And so I shoved the dirt back real quick and I was like, no. Did I really? That's cool.
There it was.
And there it was. As much time as I've stomped on that piece of ground and I ain't ever.
Well, I think so, because down at Phil's house, on them bluffs, you dig around in the dirt down there, you find our heads, pottery.
Yeah. Yeah,
all kind of stuff right there at his house.
Yeah, you're going to end up finding the end of a barrel of a shotgun, too. You get to digging in the wrong place, so I stay away from that. You're going to feel some pressure up against you like, now, what's that? But, we'll take a break, and then Johnny D, you get. I just marked one.
Oh, I
might have.
I sent Johnny D.
I got a good one.
I sent Johnny D a video the other day. You need to show Si that when we get back.
All right, let's take a break. We'll be back right after this.
So you'll enjoy this one.
All right, Johnny.
Hold on. This coincides with my bucket list.
What is it? We petting a Black Panther or something?
No.
Here we go.
Big animals are on my bucket list. What is that?
That's a mule deer and a mountain lion.
No, that's a Black Panther.
That ain't nothing about him. He the same color as the mule deer. It seems like there may be something that's superimposed.
Something ain't right here.
You know, but I'm just saying. I don't know how.
It's because that deer kind of fades away at the end right there.
Yeah.
And
you see some stuff like, yeah. But I do like that comment. Young bucks like cougars. It's true.
No. It was in Alabama.
What? That ain't in Alabama.
I was staying in a guy's house in Alabama when I got out of the military. And I'm looking, and it was the biggest skunk I've ever seen. I mean, this thing looked like a badger?
Yeah.
He looked like a badger. That's how big he was. And just, he had more white on him than I've ever seen, too.
What?
Well, he comes walking down the mountain, you know, and like 10 minutes after he come walking down the mountain, here comes a deer that's following this stupid skunk's trail. He had his head down smelling, you know, and he was walking right where the skunk walked. You know, I shot him. 6 point. Yeah, just crazy.
I thought you shot the skunk.
No. No, you don't want to shoot a skunk.
No.
All right, Johnny D.
I like
bucket
that.
List. Are you trying to be the third one in that line? Is that one of yours?
That would be fun. I definitely don't want to be in the front of that line.
Yeah.
No, I would go to Africa.
Africa?
Yeah. And safari, and then get on one of them boats with one of them fake seals and drag it behind you until that great white comes
out. Yeah. That's,
I'd like to see that in person.
Yeah, that'd be a cool topwater bite.
How would you like how would you like to do what this guy did, out of a hot air balloon? When the wildebeest are doing their 5,000-mile trek.
Oh, yeah.
Richard was in a hot air balloon while they're under him doing just millions of them. are doing that 5,000-mile trek. He's following them.
Hot air balloon. Hot air balloon kind of creeps me out.
Yeah, I think
that would be cool.
I think I'd rather be in one of them Toyota vehicles they got there, you know, with gas and tar.
I'd like to be up there in a hot air balloon.
Yeah.
Especially when they come to the river where the crocodiles are waiting on them.
Yeah, what happens if you run out of hot air right there?
Well, hey, you go in the river.
Yeah.
And then you become hors d'oeuvres for the gators.
Guess what's faster than me? A wildebeest.
I've seen Lion King. You do not want to get mixed up.
In
the middle of a stampede.
That's a bad deal.
Not even Mufasa got out of that.
Nah, couldn't do it.
I would love to see the wildebeest, though.
But that's a cool one. Africa. The other one, what I was going to say, I really, at some point, hope I get the nerve to take the flight to New Zealand, because I just think it's a cool place. I ain't even got to go down there and hunt. But
oh, no, I'm not hunting in Africa.
I would like to see that just because of all the red stags that are on the islands.
Yeah, I just want to see it. Period. Like gigantic. Even yeah, like I mean, think it's monster. A cool,
not Lord of the Rings, the real thing.
Yeah, the real
thing.
Like, and you know, I just think it would be cool. And even maybe even Australia. But like New Zealand would be the
New Zealand's where you're going.
Yeah, that's a cool one.
I'd like to go to Africa on a safari.
I'm a safari.
And see all the animals of Africa.
Well, yeah. The prettiest place I ever been is the Azores.
Okay.
Islands off the coast of Portugal.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful place.
Is it?
Beautiful.
Yeah, I could dig that.
They had bullfights. I mean, it was.
You've been to a bullfight?
Oh, yeah. In the Azores.
Was that the coolest thing ever?
It was pretty doggone cool.
Would you ever run with the bulls?
Me?
Like anybody.
Really? No.
I would like be on one of them balconies watching. But I don't know if you've seen me.
Yeah,
sprint.
I don't want to be in the streets.
I'm slow for a human being.
They still do that? The running of the bulls?
Oh, yeah.
Or they, like, deem that animal abuse or something?
No, they still do it.
I was just curious. In the world in which we live in, I just didn't know.
Yeah.
I saw a video of somebody getting decked by one the other day. It was awesome.
I just wonder who the first person said, you know what we're going to do?
No.
We're about to close this street off.
Hey.
Y'all take off. We're going to turn them loose.
Yeah. Everybody start running.
Yeah. Or if it was just an accident and somebody made it out and said, oh, we need to make that a competition.
Boy, that was fun now that this is over.
Yeah, now that we made it.
Hey, here we go.
So. Running with the bulls.
Hey, look at that. Look at them horns.
I
ain't doing that. Yeah. But see this guy up here watching? I'd do that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's kind of basically the same thing happens every other night on Bourbon Street.
It's like, yeah, that's right.
You know.
There's some big people down there. Right. They do not care if you're in their way.
No.
Them big old longhorns. Boys, come to big cows.
What? Yeah.
Like, wait, oh, they done got broke up into two herds. Mm. Why are y'all in between them? That's a sandwich. That's a bad deal.
Hey, I'd be first thing I'd do is I'd grab your horns and be on their back.
Oh, yeah, I bet you
would. I mean, it won't be no running.
Yeah, I bet you
I'm going to ride, boys.
Something tells me you'd be laid up in a puddle like that one boy was over there.
I'd be riding. Yeehaw, cowboy.
You would jump on while
I'd jump on them, buddy. Mm-hmm. Hey. Forget about running in front of them or with them. Hey,
I believe in the man got in a monster truck and put the pedal to the metal.
Hey, to the floor. I'm about 20 feet in the air, son.
Yeah, he did stand that thing on end. Which,
I was trying to turn it over. I scared Slim so bad he hit the remote kill switch on me. I could have just killed him, too.
Well, do you blame him?
No. Hey, I blame him.
You can't die on his watch.
Hey, my moment of glory, and he kills it.
I think you've had a few more moments of glory than that, buddy.
Yeah, you can mark that one off your bucket list.
Yeah, check that one off, driving a monster truck. So Johnny D's going to Africa.
I'm trying to look up how much it costs right now.
It ain't that bad. I know a guy.
Who?
That does photo safaris, John Hafner. He just was on this photo shoot that we did for Magellan.
Tell him to take
He does that?
Yeah, Hafner does, yeah. Does African photo safaris.
I got 100 kids and a wife, though, so they got to go, too.
Well, he can get you your own cabin.
Hey, if you rig it up.
Take him with you.
Include me in on it.
All right.
Only if you pay
101 help. Kids and a wife.
forget the kids, boys.
We're
going to Africa.
My kids would be very disappointed if I came home and was like, guess where I was? Everything you've ever wanted to do.
Yeah, wild rhinos.
They got to learn they don't always get what they want.
Well, that's fine, but on this one, I feel like I should take them with me.
No. Yeah, you probably
should. Hey, I might talk to somebody about this. Now that I just thought of that.
Pipeliner?
Yeah.
You're going to say, hey, have you ever wanted to go to Africa?
Tell me, hey, have you ever been wanting to go to Africa there, Randy?
Hey, sell it to him. We can do a duck call room from the African plains.
Yeah, from the plains.
Oh, that he just
during the Serengeti.
You don't want to go to the plains.
He just take us all.
Yeah. During the dry season in the Serengeti.
I don't know about that. That sounds like a fire.
That's when the wildebeest do their track.
Yeah, I'm fine with that, but that sounds like a fire waiting to happen. I'm out on that.
Oh, there is, but hey, it works out good.
For me, you had
that shark boat ride in, it gets pricey. We're going to have to keep this podcast going, and more people are going to have to start listening.
Oh, no.
Yeah, well, maybe you get...
That would be a trip, though, Jay.
But maybe you get the South African redneck to take you.
And see all the wildlife in Africa.
But no, like Devin that used to work on our show, he's the one that films all that air jaw stuff.
I want to go to that Zambezi hunting lodge, that's got the fruit tree on it, and the elephants come in and eat the fruit and just wander through the lodge.
No?
Oh, no. Yeah, I want to do that.
I'd prefer the elephant to stay out of my sleeping quarters.
Imagine seeing that.
There is a great white, boys. He got a seal in his mouth.
Yeah, Chapo ain't got nothing on that.
Yeah. Ooh. Great white.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then the big five. That would just be fun.
Just
Chapo is pretty good, but it ain't
that. It ain't that. Like air jaws. That's
you
that's,
talking about a killing machine.
What's that, a great white?
That shark.
Mm-hmm.
That is a killing machine.
Well, I have a hard stance.
Hey, if he breaks a tooth, they're on a chain roller.
That's why I
stay out. If he breaks one in the front, it falls out, what's left, and then he runs a brand new one in his place. And then they grow in the back. He's never without his teeth.
Well, that's why he's so ornery.
I'm telling you. Hey.
Got all them teeth and no toothbrush.
Oh, no. Hey. Oh, he don't need no toothbrush. Hey, that baby. Hey.
Oh man. Hey, Johnny D.
You talking about a killing machine.
Johnny D, send us home.
Hey.
What we got?
Oh, I was pulling it up and now I've lost it.
Uh-oh, he pulled it up and lost it.
Does it have anything to do with planes?
Well, when we find it, we're going to have a party.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. John chapter 8. At this, those who heard begin to go away one at a time. Jesus just said, why don't y'all go ahead and start throwing rocks? Go away one at a time, the older ones first, until only Jesus was left, with the woman still standing there.
He says, where are your accusers?
Jesus straightened up and asked her, woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you? No one, sir, she said. Then neither do I condemn you.
Go and sin no more.
Go now and leave your life of sin. It's a very important part of the story.
Amen. There you go.
Right.
If he didn't condemn, why should we?
And quit all that sinning.
Yeah. Right. Stop it all. Cut it out. We'll see y'all next time.
Stop it.
Call room. We're out.